My name is, well, you ready to start? Mm-hmm. Okay, my name is Marquise Taylor. I'm 18 years old. Today is the 15th of May, and I'm speaking with Miss Wood. Say hi, Miss Wood.
Hello. Hi, Marquise. We're being recorded?
Yeah, we're recording this. Oh. And she's my teacher, and we're currently in Tallahassee, Florida. Okay, so the first question, where are you from?
I was born in Washington, D.C., and lived there, and then I went to school in Ohio University in Athens, Ohio.
Right.
And I got tired of the cold weather and moved to Florida and got a job as a teacher. Been here ever since.
Okay. Part of my questions. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess so. But I always did not think I wanted to be a school teacher, so that part was the same. But I guess I thought I would be, you know, have lots of kids and living out in the country. And that part didn't work. I was a hippie there for a while. That part didn't work out too well.
You're a country girl?
I thought I wanted to be one, but I decided I wasn't.
Okay.
I wanted to grow vegetables and raise animals. That didn't work out.
Well, do you think it's possible to live a normal life without lying? Never to tell a lie.
I think that'd be wonderful. But sometimes it's best not to tell the truth if it's something terrible, like if someone in your family's dying or, I don't know. I think it would be hard to be able, I don't lie very much. I don't like lying, but to never have lied would be
hard.
A lie. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be hard, yes.
I think everybody has to lie sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can start your own country from scratch, what would it be like?
My own country from scratch. It would be diverse. It would, everybody would get along. Everybody would do a job. Everybody would take care of the environment. I'm not sure we would need cars.
Bikes,
yes.
Scooters,
yes. Everybody would be perfect, but that's not perfect. Right. I mean, it's hard to get that perfection.
Yeah.
But everybody'd be diverse and everybody would work, you know? There'd be no freeloaders, but then everybody would have a purpose.
That kind of be hard.
I think so. But these kinds of things, people have tried to do it and works for a couple of years and then, you know, somebody wants to be the big job, big person in charge and
right.
Doesn't seem to work out that way.
Yeah. The next question I would like to ask you is, if you could meet one famous person, who and why?
Oh, dear. I don't know. John F. Kennedy.
Who is that?
He was our president when I was a child. He was assassinated.
I don't know what that is. Why John F. Kennedy? He was cool, right? He was like real chill.
Yeah, he was like Democratic from Massachusetts. He was assassinated. He was all trying to get the country into civil rights. He just he made Americans feel very, very hopeful, and we thought there was going to be some kind of change. And he's a man who had a lot of money, but he really cared about the poor person. So yeah, if I had to see anybody, if I could see him, because I think a whole lot of him.
What about his brother?
His brother too, but JFK Robert was good, but John would be the one I have to pick.
Okay.
I'm sure if you asked me another day, it'd be somebody else, but right now, JFK.
Okay, if you could change one thing in the country you live in today, what would it be?
People not always thinking what their problem is the most important problem. People today are too intolerant. They just think whatever problem they have is the most important problem there is. And don't care about anybody else's problem. And then they act like they get mad if you're not, don't believe it's a big problem. I think that's why people fight all the time now.
Because
they think that each one is only thinking about themselves and not how it relates or to other people.
Right, how others feel about.
Right. Just for the fact, like, let's use cell phone. I don't want to hear anybody's conversation when I'm in line.
Right.
I just think that's rude. I don't think people think about other people. I think the majority of people think about themselves. I would like to change that.
Okay. That's a good answer. Okay. Can you give me 10 things you can't live without?
10 things I can coffee. water. It could be people. My husband. Mm-hmm. My dog. I like to be on the water. Pretty much have to live by the water. I live on the water. It's an important part. I like nature. I would hate to live in a big city like New York City or Boston where you just have concrete. I like to be able to go out to nature, to the woods.
That's good.
Family. Food-wise, I'm good with food, but I have to have coffee, tea, and water for sure.
No sodas? You don't drink soda?
I used to. Not anymore. I used to be a big Coca-Cola fan, but...
I used to drink soda. I stopped for, like, my resolution for 2019.
I drank it I remember my college professor telling me that, you know, it was going to rot my guts out and stuff. I drank it until I was about 40.
Well, I had bad acne.
Because
of my face, just drinking water.
Right. So I drink tea, water, and...
Yeah, two more.
Coffee in the morning.
Two more things you can't live
without. Oh, I have two more things. I can't live without. Well, I must say that I've gotten pretty comfortable with my iPad. I like the fact that I can...
Electronics.
Well, yeah. I will say I've gotten a little dependent on the internet, which is something I never thought I would say. And on my car is very important to me.
Car.
Yes, my car. Internet.
It's hard though. It's hard to, you know.
What?
Stay away from internet.
It is. When I first got a phone, I thought, oh, I'm never gonna be that way. Now if I lost my phone, I get a little panicky. And then when the internet was down during the hurricane, didn't really like that much. I must admit that.
Yeah. That's how it is.
I never thought I'd say that.
What's your worst fear?
Something bad happening to my children. Or my husband dying before me.
Wow. Okay. How did you find your way to your current job?
I went to college a long time ago. I started in 1971, so I picked a college that had special education, and at that time that was a new field. So, and then, like I said, I actually... So I was certified teacher, specific learning disabilities at that time was a new field, or autism is the big field now. And I applied for a job in Athens, Georgia, Tallahassee, Florida, and I got my very, very first job at the school Timberlane, but at the time it was called Gilchrist.
Gilchrist,
how old? Or no, it's called Gilchrist now, but it was Timberlane when I taught there, because Mr. Gilchrist was the principal. And I've always been an EAC. I've always been an EA for 42 years.
You've been teaching 42 years?
Yes. Special education.
And you've been, like, really big on history. Like, you know a lot about history.
Well, these are things that I've learned over the years. I've taught these classes, too. History and science. Those are my two favorite subjects. But I've always dealt with or taught for ESC students. Low functioning, high functioning. I taught gifted. I taught. Then the lower ones. So. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Describe the world in one word.
One word.
One word. This big world in one word.
I guess more than one word. Downward spiral. Oh, that's two words. But going downward.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just say that word, downward. Yeah.
Wow.
I think people are not as kind. I think they're more selfish. I think, I don't know what the heck's going on with our government. I think climate change and global warming are happening and
fast,
and the birds and the
bees
and all the animals out in the nature, I think things are happening to them, you know.
Yeah,
it is. And it's going, you know, I just did Wakulla Springs. There's a bird that they don't even have anymore, and that's just been in the 25 years I've been here, or actually, I've been here 40 years.
I heard it was like a snail that went.
Yeah, the apple snail went, and so then therefore the bird is. It'll come to me. Anyway, that one bird that just ate apple snails moved away from Wakulla Springs.
Yeah.
Yes. And I still can't think of the name of the bird. Can think of its sound, though.
All right, last question. Is intelligence or wisdom more useful?
Well, intelligence is good, but you don't get wisdom until you've had age, you know? You're not born with wisdom. You gain that over the years. Because you see a lot of different situations. The longer you live, you see more of life. So you learn to be wiser. Mm. So they're both important. But I just say you're not born wise.
I
think that you are. I think that comes with age and life experiences.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because when I get older, I, you know, start understanding a lot more stuff.
It's true. Yeah.
I think it's going.
Being intelligent is important, but, you know, one of the nice things about being the age I am, which is 65, if you want to know, is all wisdom comes. You can see things from different perspectives and different outcomes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we almost done?
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, that was actually the last question.
What?
That was actually the last question.
Was that the last question?
Yes.
Okay. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we are. Well, thanks for letting me interview you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
All right.
Now, where do you got now?